Sira Sefer. Now the Kohen Gadol brings every single day a special mincha, the Asira Sefer. That's what he could bring. Rashi, Rashi is the Pekeret. Zu Asira Sefer, Rashi says, Shaloi, Shemevi Kohen Hedi Kishemechant Chinoisei, Lava Tchila. The first time any Kohen does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a chinuch, we're teaching him, so that day he also brings an Asira Sefer, a special mincha. Kedetzila, the Pesuk says, Zeh Korban Aaron Ubonov, Asher Yakrivu Lashem B'yom Himashach Oisei, Asira Sefer. Priyaminon Ubon of the Rabbis Asira Sefer Shakrin Hedyet Lechinuch Falava Kroid Liel Koyin El the Mitzvahs Kana Biyamu the Kam Yeches Kalama Shtehoy Yochel Akiv Kabon Yakabon Asira Sefer Achenitam Mitumas Meis Vuadim Mitzarosi. But this is a koponim of the Raya that it says here that the carbon, you can't bring a carbon until you become Tor. Mashma Kozaman the Koyin was Tomei, he can't have a carbon brought. And the same thing goes for Mitzar also. Kolzaman, you have your tumas mitzvah on you, you are not allowed to have a korban brought. It's only after you become tor, then you can have a korban brought. Rabbi Yehuda, give a review, this is a review of the Shita. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Bebo Yakriv, that means like this with Ashen. Bizman Shero Labia, Ro Lakrova. There's man, a coin, or a person is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tor. That's when he's right to have korbanos brought. But this man, shein roi lebiya, but at the time when you tomei, like a mitzvah is tomei, he's not right to come into the Beis HaMikdash, and a roi lakrova, he's not right to have a korban brought. So we get to that's a raya, that a mitzvah has the same halacha. When you have tumas mitzvah on you, you're not allowed to have korbanos brought. You can't have a korban brought. Omar Rova. Rova is like this. Minolon de Mishadrinan Shlicha de Vedina Umazmina Leladina. How do you know when Bezdin has a court, a case against somebody, the Sa'edim says Reuven stole, and Bezdin wants to find out about it? So Bezdin has the right to call Reuven to come to Bezdin, come to court. How do we know we send a Shlich? Minolon, how do we know the Mishadrinan Shlicha that Bezdin has the right to send a messenger to call you? Umazmina Leladina. The Pasuk says, Vayishlach Moshe Likra Dosan Laviron B'nei Eliyav. That Moshe sent a message, sent to be called, called to call Dosan Laviron to come to him. So Mashmah, when the Bezdin wants somebody to come, not that the Bezdin themselves has to go to the person, but the Bezdin has a right to send a Shliach. They can send a messenger to tell this person that Bezdin wants to see you now. O Minola de Mazmina Ladina. How do we know that Bezdin has a right to call somebody, to summon somebody to din? How do you know that such a locha to give somebody a summon, you have to come to Bezdin? The Pasuk says, Vayoyme Moshe Korach, Ato v'chol adoscho, that you and your deida come to me. So Moshe was Muslim, Moshe gave them a summons, they have to come to din. L'kai megav rab, how do you know they have to come in front of a great person? Tehsev l'fnei Hashem, they come in front of Hashem. At Upalnya, how do you know we have to say exactly who has to come? We say exactly who and who. It says you and them. Moshe told them exactly who he wants to come. V'yaron. No, and Atem v'heim v'yaron. All of us together. So you have to speak out exactly who's going to be there by the din Torah. The zimna. How do you know you have a right to set a set time? In other words, not just time I give you a summons whenever you want to come to me, but I have a right to give you a summons, you have to be there 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I have a right to set exact time when Bezdin wants to see you. Because the Pasuk says, Mocher, says the Moshe told him, I want to see you tomorrow. He told him the exact time. Now, Zimna Basa Zimna, how do we know if they don't come the first time, they can summon you a second time? Trashi Zimna Basa Zimna, Diloyasiyu Zimna Kevina Lai Zimna Chriti. How do you know that if they summons you once, and you didn't show up, we don't take action yet, but the next thing we do is give you a second summons. We have to summon you a second time to come to Beis Din. Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Koru Shom Paroi Melech Mitzrayim Shoin Hevir Hamoyit. So Mashmur was the second time that he called him. Trashi Koru Shom Shamto Kloima Shamto Leparoi Shehevir Hamoyit Kloima Shehevir Oysim Moyit Sheshomu Acha Moyit Arishon. That he didn't come to the second time, they called already. Because Mashma, you call somebody 2 times. Now, how do we know? The mispake b'shlicha de Medina. Let's say when the shliach Bezdin goes to the Reuven and tells him, Bezdin wants to see you, Reuven acts very not nicely. He says, don't bother me, I don't want to talk to you, I'm not interested. The mispake b'shlicha de Medina. That if the Baal Dover now does not act nice to the shliach, V'yosi v'yomer. And the shliach, when he comes back to Bezni, says over what happened, that this baldov reacted not nice to me. Loi mischazei kalishne bisha. How do we know that's not called Lashon Hara? That's a shiloh now. The shliach went to summon somebody, and when he went to the person cursed him out and said, get out of here, I don't want to see you no more. Acted very not nice. So how do we know now when the shliach now goes back to Bezdin, when he tells Zov what the person did to him, how do we know that's not called Lashon Hara? How do you know you're allowed to do it? So the chsir of the pasuk says, ha'enai ha'noshim heim tenakir. Shrashi, ila the shliach yom la'moshe, moshe le'evi yoda. Like, how did Moshe know about it? Moshe sent a message to Korach. And Korach obviously answered back, very not nice. So how did Moshe find out what Korach answered? Elamai, the shliach, went to tell Moshe. Maximum, you're allowed to do that. That's not called Mishnah Lashon Hara. You're doing it for purpose. You have to tell over the Beis Din what the person said. And the Mela Beis Din knows now how to act with that person. So it's called the purpose involved. That's not called Lashon Hara. Uminolan dibishamtinon. How do we know, again, when a person does not come to Beis Din? Again, you summoned him twice, and now they don't come, now Bezdin put you into Nidui. They put you into Shamtui, they give you a Shamtui, a Nidui, you didn't come to Bezdin's court, you've been Nidui. The Pasuk says in Shoftim, Oiru Merois. Mashma, Oiru Merois, they put you into, gave you a curse, they gave you a Shamtui. Tihochi Savro de Gavra Rabba. Tihachsev, Oiru Merois, Tihochi Savro de Gavra Rabba. Rashi Yochi Sadra Rabba Das Ploni Shabo Lindois as Ploni Sarch Lindoisoi Mishmoi Shaloise Chochem. That you have to, when you give him put the needle, you have to mention the Chochem's name. Tilsiv it says, Oma Malach Hashem. The Malach said, Rashi Oma Malach Hashem, Borok Oma Lishamtoi Shushlucha Shamokem. Like I'm putting you into needle because I'm a Shliach of Hashem. Like you have to say, when the shliach puts you into a shamtui, he has to say, who is the shliach of? He's the shliach of a great person. Uminol on the macharimim. How do you know he put you into cherim? Trashi boru. Give you a curse. Not only put you into nidui, like we had before though, if the person doesn't listen to the nidui for 30 days, he still doesn't come. Even after Bezdin put him into nidui, still he didn't show up for 30 days. Then we give you a bigger thing, we'll put you into cherim. Cherim means we give you a curse, Rashi says. How do we know that the chsiv, Oiru Oru, that we give you a curse even. Yeah. Now, the Ocha V'Shosi Badei.
If somebody eats and drinks with him, or else V'Koi V'Yav Armas Tidei, or somebody goes into his Arab Armas, somebody that's in Cherim, and whoever goes into his Arab Armas, how do we know he also gets a curse? The Pasuk says, Yashiver, whoever sits with him also gets a curse.
Fitzi Burei.
The Nimor says, Minolan de Patrina Chatoi Batiburi. How do we know we tell everybody the exact chet that he did? The Siddur Pasuk says, Kilo Evol Yezvas Hashem. You didn't come to Yezvas Hashem, we explain what the Aver was.
Like we tell everybody why this person was put into Shamtoi. The Siv, Kilo Evol Yezvas Hashem. Like it says, reason why they put him into Shamtoi. The Pasuk is Shaftim. When Barak, the Malach, put him into Shamtoi, it said why? Because they didn't come to Yezvas Hashem. The Yomarula, the Dalid Meya Shipurei, with 400 Shefrois, Shamte Borak Lamoris. That's why Borak gave a Shamte to Morris. Has Borak summoned Morris to come, and Morris didn't come, therefore put him into Shamte with 400 Shefrois.
Now, Ika the Amri, some say Gavra Rab Hevi, that this Morris was an important person. The Ika the Amri, some say Koich Hevi, he was like the star, like Rashi says, he was a Mazle de Sisri. That's who Mazik was. Like Shenem, the Pasuk says, Min Hashemayim Nilchum Ukachovim. Like the stars fought against a Sisroi.
Fourth form. Min Hashemayim, that they put him into Shamti. O Minolan de Mafkarina Nichse. When you put somebody into Shamti, how do you know you make it Nachos and Hefker? Rashi demand the Leitzayas of the Rabbonin. If somebody does not listen to the Rabbonin, Bezdin has the right to make it Nachos and Hefker. How do you know the Yisrael that Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker? If you don't listen to Bezdin has the right to take your property and free it. Say it's not yours. Tichsir, the Pasuk says, V'chola shelo yovu l'shloshes hayomim v'yatzas asorim v'yaskenim yichorim kol rechushoi. V'u yibodu mikal ha-goyla. That yibodu means he's separated, he doesn't own his property anymore. That Bezdin has the right to put it into Hefker. That's Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, we learn it out from this Pasuk. Trashi Yechorim Hu B'chor Rechushoi Tehefke Bezden Hefke Miyochi Natsla M'chol Duchti. Kol HaShas, when it says Allah, Bezden has the right, but Dini Mabnis, to take away your money, to free your money, that's called Hefker, Beth, and Hefker, we learn it out from this Pasuk. Uminolon dinitzinon, volatinon, umachinon, v'talshin and sayer, how do we know Gamash fight him, beat him up, curse him, and hit him, and pull out his hair, umash binon, and we swear to him. The Chassidus Pasuk says, V'yorav imam, I'll fight with him, V'yakaolem, I'll curse him, V'yakemiem, I'll hit them, anoshim, V'yamartem, I'll pull out his hair, V'yashbiem, and I'll swear to them. U'minolad, how do we know the kaftinon, that we tie him down? Trashi yodav raglov, person's put into cherim, that we tie down his hands and feet, V'yasrinon, le'drashi shakosh shunoysen alom medlakosoy, we tie him down to give him alkus. V'yasrinon, v'yavdinon hadofa, because Rashi Mefarsha b'yud the bread of Shmuel leroyt foy miyad techivon letzayis dinay menadin oisay. As soon as he doesn't listen to Beis Din, right away we are menadin him. Right away we hadofa means you do it very fast. Just here the pasuk says hein lomos hein lishrushay hein lonish nechosim lasrim ma'lish fight ma'l lishrushay. He says, I said, now, but hein lamovis, hein lashrushay, hein lanish nechosim lasurim. Ma'la wasn't min lashrushay. The pasuk says, hein lamovis, hein lashrushay. Is oma ada mori oma nechemia, ba boruch oma ravchia barabba oma rav yehuda, hardofel, like we said before. That we do it very fast. When the person does not listen to Bezdin puts him into nidui very fast. That's called hardofel. For the more my hardofel, what does hardofel mean? Of rav yehuda, bredu, or shmuel, bashelis. Mishmei derav minadin lialter, that right away Beis Din puts you into nidui. If Beis Din summons you the second time and you don't come to Beis Din, right away when you refuse that day you missed, Beis Din puts you into nidui right away. V'shoinin liyacha lamid umachrimim liyacha shishim. If he doesn't come after 30 days later, again we put him into nidui. Umachrim liyacha shishim. If he doesn't come after 60 days, then we put him into cherim. Cherim takes 60 days. If he still doesn't come to Beis Din 30 days later, we put him into Nidui a second time. And if he doesn't come after 60 days, then we put him into Cherim. Omale Rav Huna Bachinana, Hoch Yom Rav Chizda, Maskrin Bey Sheini Vechamishi. We warn him on Monday and on Thursday. Vesheini, it's Monday, Thursday and Monday, we warn him. We give Masra. We warn him to come to Beis Din as before we put him into Nidui. Hani minu l'mamoina. This is only a question of mamon. Shrashi shechayiv mamon l'chaveroi. V'leirotsu l'shalam api Beis Din. That somebody owes somebody else money, and Beis Din knows about it. So Beis Din tells the person you have to pay. He doesn't pay, so Beis Din warns him on a Monday. If we don't pay, we're going to put you into Nidui. They warn him again on Thursday. They warn him again the next Monday. And if still after these 3 times passed by, he doesn't pay his money, that's when Beis Din puts him into Nidui. That's when we wait 3 times. Avu liyav kirusa liyalter. But if the person acted not nice to the shnirach Beis Din, he was a chutzpenik, tzrashi mevaza tamid chachamim. And where a person is mevaza v'tam l'chachim, then we don't have to warn him. Right away we put him into Nidui. Mora hu tafchot was a butcher, the yispakia barav, tuvia barmasna. That he was mevaza, he acted not nice, he didn't give nice respect, to Rav Tuvia barmasna. Is imnu alei Abaye v'Rova v'shamtu? That Abaye v'Rova both went out to Beis Din, and they put this butcher into Shamtu, into Nidui, like we just learned. If you mevaz with Talmud Chochem, they put you into Nidui right away. L'soif ozol paisil abadinam. At the end, this Tabach went and asked Mechila from Rav Tuvia. He went to ask him for Mechila. Omer Abaye echilevet. What should we do right now? Lishrilei, shouldn't we be Michael free this butcher right now? Leichal Shamtu late loss in Yoimim. He wasn't in Shamtu in either for 30 days yet. And we can't let it go without being at least in 30 days. Lo Lishrilei, if we should not free him altogether, Kabor Rabbonin Lemeil, the Rabbonin have to go into the butcher store. If we put you into need, do we exile you? We can't do work with you right now. He wants you to do work. So we don't buy the meat from you. So we don't buy the meat from you, but Lemaisa, the Rabbonin need the meat. So what should we do? So Rashi learns, the Shamtoi is at least for 30 days. Less than 30 days is not called the Shamtoi. So So this person was only in Shamta 2 days, and now he went to Rav Tuvia to ask for Mechila. So what can we do if we're Mechilim, take off the Shamtui? It's not called Bechal, it was in Shamtui. And to wait for another 28 days, it's going to be a tsar and a tzibah, they can't buy meat then. Omalei Ravida Baravin, Midi Shmilechobho. Did you hear what the law was in such a case? Where a person was in Nidui for 2 or 3 days, and now we have reason to take him out of the Nidui, are we allowed to do it or not? Omalei answered back like this. Hochi Omarav Tachlifa Baravimi, Omar Shmuel. Tut Oseb, Tut Shari. Yes, the same way you put him into Nidui, you put him, you asked him, the same way you can be Matarim. There's no din, you have to wait 30 days. Trashi, Tut Oseb, Tut Shari. Kloima. Motzila Mishula, you could be Matarim, take him out of his Nidui. Avagad Lachalalai Lamajayim, even though he wasn't for 30 days, he had the Nidui. The Yoise Shofer, Shenidu, the same way like a Moshla, you blew the Shofer to put him into Nidui. Yachalatullah, you could also take it away. There's no din, you have to bedafka be in Shamtui for 30 days. If for some reason our Bezdin wants to be mati you, you're acting nice now, you're asking for Mechila, we can be mati you right away. Omalei, but he answered back, Tani Midl Mamayna, that's only if we put you into Shamtui for Mamnis. You didn't pay your Chai for 3 times, he warned you already, Bezdin put you into Nidui, so if you do pay your money, we can take you out of the Nidui. Avaliyav Kurusa. But if you mavazer a Talmud Chacham, adachay l'shamta leit lesen yoimin. No, then you bedavka have to wait for 30 days. We can't take it off less than 30 days. So what do you see here? Al muksov rabaya, hani beit losa de shamtinu, layosa tlosa achrina v'shari lei. This is a nuzach. So I call upon him in our case, where is mavazer a Talmud Chacham, the Chur is saying, you cannot take off the shamtui. The shamtui can only take off less than 30 if it was a quase of mamnin. You didn't pay your money. And you paid later, we'll take off the shamtui. But in the case where you mavazer a Talmud Chacham, then you bedavka have to stay in the shamtui for at least 30 days. See, there was no wait, so they couldn't buy the meat. You had to wait after 30 days. Rakop on the Gemara says, Al Maksov Rabaya, Hani Beitlas, the shamtiu, if you have the best and the 3 people that put somebody into shamtui, to nidui, layosot los achrina visharulei. You can't have another 3 people to take off the nidui. The boilhu, hani beitlas, the shamitu, mal le meisit las achrina v'sharulei. That's the shayla. If three, a best of 3, put a shamtut upon somebody else, do you bedafka need those 3 people to take it off? Or can even another bezdin come and take off the shamtui? That was the shayla. Could another 3 people come and take off the shamtui or not? Toshima, menuda le rav, menuda le talmud. If somebody's a nidui, you put the Rav into Nidui, he's Menudla Talmud. And Menudla Talmud ain't a Menudla Rav. If you put the Talmud into Nidui, he's not Menudla Rav. Yeah. So Rashi says the Diyuk is, since he himself went to be matter the Shamtui, Mashmi holds, the one that put the Shamtui, he's the one that has to take off the Shamtui also.
Yeah. Alright, this goes on. Alright, we'll stop here.
I want to give you Shamtui. Yeah, we're holding Daf Tezayin in a few lines down from the top. Start again. Yes, yeah, so I'm in the middle of the Gemara holding Tezayin. I'm not in the middle of the Gemara. Okay, now who Tabach? There was a butcher. The Yispakeb Rabbi Tuvia Bar Masna. That he didn't act nice to Rabbi Tuvia Bar Masna. He spoke not nice to him. Is Imnu Alei Abayev Rabbi Vishamtu. Habayev Rabba got together and both put him into Shamtut. Put him into Nidui. He didn't act nice to a Talmud Chacham. Is Lesoif also Paisel Badine? At the end, this Tabach, the butcher, went back to Rav Tuvia and is asking for Mechila. Is Omer Abaye Echilev? It's Abaye wants to know what can he do right now. Like Lechura now, it's Kedai to take off the Shamtui because he asked for Mechila. Is Nishrulei, once more, let's be Matim, let's take off the Shamtui. Loichal Shamtui, lay tlos in Yoimin. Maybe no, because it wasn't Chal 30 days, and there's no Shamtui less than 30 days, so we have to wait till at least 30 days. But the other way is Lo Nishrulei, if we're not going to be Matim, we won't let him go, is Kaboyi Rabbonin Lameyu. The Rabbonin want to go into a store, And like this is, if he's a nidu, they can't go in. They're at the rabbanon need him. So what should we do? Is omale ravi di baravin midi shmilu chabo. So yes, ravi di baravin, did you hear anything about this? Is omale hochi yamarav tachlifo baravimi. Omar Shmuel, that tut osa batut shori. Yes, the same way tut was like a loshin, you made him osa. You put the yisa shamti, you put him into nidui. The same way you could dematter him, take it off right away, and you don't have to wait 30 days. But omale, he answered back, hani milulimamoina. This is only if the person did something wrong in money. Money matters. He didn't pay his money. Bez them water come. He didn't pay his money. Then we have a right to take it off right away. Will have kirusa for somebody did not act nice to a talmud chacham. So he put him into shamti for that reason. Then the loch is ad the chayla shamti leit losin yomin. He has to wait with after 30 days. Is al muksav rabbi? What do we see that rabbi himself holds? That hani beit lost. If you have three people, tishamtu, that three people put somebody else into nidu into shamti. Somebody did not act nice. So three people together, three rabbonim, put him into shamti. Halacha is, lo yosot lost the achrina v'sharolei. When the rabbonim want to take off this nidui, you can't have three other people, but you need the same people that put it on, they have to take it off. Like Rashi explains, you see, Abaye was the one that went around to find out how we could take off the shamti. Mashma, since he put it on, he's the one that has to take it off. Yes, the Mar says now, di boyilu, Kurilo, they asked for a question. Hani beit losib, you have three people. Di shamisu, they put somebody into shamti, into nidui, ma'al lemesit los achrina v'sharulei. So we have now a different three rabbonim come and be mad to take off this nidui. That's the shayla. Do you have to need the first three that put it on, they have to take it off? Well, you can have no somebody else also. Toshima, come in here. Halacha is menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmud. If somebody is a menuda, means he's exiled, they put him into shamti because he did not act nice to the rav, so he's a nidui, he has to stay away from people, like we had before. He's not allowed to be in his dal ramis. His uadim menuda l'talmud. Automatically, the talmidim also have to stay away from this person. But the opposite way, let's say menuda l'talmud. Let's say somebody did something wrong only to a talmud. It's not so bad. So you need it from the Talmud. Is alocher ain't a menudah l'rav. But the gate to the Rav, this person is still allowed to go to the Rebbe. To the Rav, he's allowed to go. He's only nidui from the Talmidim. What about menudah l'iroi? If a person was menudah exiled from his city, is menudah l'iracheres. He has to be noig benidui even for other people in other cities also. Ma'ashenke menudah l'iracheres. Let's say he did something wrong in some other city, and there they put him into nidui, the lacher is ainu menudu liroi. When he comes back home to his own city, he's allowed to go into a city, his nidui is not noig in his own city, it's only nagei in this other city. Now, menudu l'nosi, let's say he did something wrong to the president, to the nosi, the highest position in Klai Yisrael, is menudu l'chol Yisrael. Automatically, you're also menudu, you have to be the nidui, nagei to the Klai Yisrael. What about menudah l'chol Yisrael? Let's say he did something wrong to other people in Klai Yisrael, and from them you have a dinidu, you have to stay away from them, but ain't a menudah l'nosi. The nosi is above that, and you don't have to stay away from the nosi. Now, so far there's no rai. The rai is from this part, though. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, echad min ha-talmidim shenido. Let's say one of the talmidim put somebody into nidui. In other words, somebody acted not nice to the talmidim, and let's say you have three talmidim put this person into nidui. Umeis, one of these three Talmidim died. His dalacha chelko yena mufer. His chela cannot be mufer, cannot go off. So from here is the proof. That you see this Talmud, he put the person into nidui, and now when he died, nobody could take off his portion, his chelak of the nidui. So shmamina tlas. From here we learn now three different halachas. First of all, Shema Mina Talmud Shenido Lichvoidoi Nidui Nidui. If a Talmud puts somebody into Nidui, because they didn't act nice to him, because of his own respect, he wants to put somebody into Nidui, he has the right to do that. But that's over here. These three Talmidim, like, put somebody into Nidui. Secondly, Ushma Mina Kolechot V'yechot Mefer Chelkoi. When you have the three people, each one of them have to take off his portion of the Nidui. Like, if three of them put the person into Nidui, you need all three of them to take it away. Like later, when they meichel him, all three have to take it off. Ushmamini, you also see from here clearly, that hani beitlas, tishamisui, if you have three people that put somebody into nidui, loy also tlaso achrina b'sharulei. You can't have other people coming and take it off. Because here it says that when the Talmud died, so nobody could take off his chelik, you can't have the nidui taken off. why not? Let's have somebody else come and do it. Elamai, that's the raya, that if you did it, you can't have somebody else take it off. And Omer Ameima says, Hilchasa, the loch was like this. Hani beit losa de shamisi. If you have three people that put somebody into nidui, there was a bezdin that told somebody, did something not nice, they put him into nidui, into shamtui. They gave a curse upon him. Is also beit losa achrin of a shorele. Hey, so Ameima holds not like the list, Gemara. He passes la loch, yes. Another three people are allowed to come and take off the nidui. You don't, but Badafka need the same people that put it on to take it off. Somebody else could also take it off. Omele Rav Asher l'Ameima, so Rav Asher, he asked the question to Ameima. For a Tanya, we learned not like that. We learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Echad min ha-Tamidim she-Nidui. If you have one of the Tamidim, put somebody else into nidui. Umeis, and this Talmud died now, Chalkui ain't a mufer. His portion, in other words, there were like three Tamidim that put one person into nidui. So all three of them did it together. Now you need all three of them to take it off. And if one of them died, so he's not here to take off his portion of the nidui, is chelkai einu mufar, his portion of the nidui can't come off. So my lav doesn't mean to say einu mufar klal, that you can never take off this nidui, because the same person that put it on, he has to take it off. So it's a kashra and a meimer. A meimer says somebody else could take it off. So Mar says, no, here there's no proof. Hatayaloi, adiyosib beit losa achrina v'sharolei. It just means like this. If the person that put it on, he himself could take it off. But if he's not here, you need another three people to take off his portion. So here we have three talmidim, put someone into nidui. So those two people could be made for their parts of it. But this third chelik that the third Talmud put on, when he dies, they need another three people to take off his portion. That's all it means. But if you have another three people, other people could take off a nidui that somebody else put on. Torah Rabbon, a nidui pochus melamed yoyim. When the chachamim put you into nidui, for 30 days you have to be noig like a nidui. Like we had before, gans halachis, nobody could talk to you, nobody could eat with you, you can't take a haircut, you can't wash your clothing. So for 30 days you have to be noig to din of a nidui. V'yei nezifa pochus mizayin yomim. Whenever the Rabbana put you in nezifa, that's less of a shant, it's not a real curse. Nezifa means that they're stand angry at you, so then you have to be noig only 7 days. Trashi nezifa means gara klakamon. Stam, they're angry, they're like yelled at you. When a Talmud Chacham yelled at you, so for the 7 days you have to stay away from him. You have to be in nezifa for 7 days. There's no real proof for this, but there's a zechel adover. Shinemar Posik says, "V'yaviya yorak yorak v'faneho." If a father, if she would spit in front of a father, halosikolem shivas yamin, she would be embarrassed, like thrown out for 7 days. So you see, there's an inyan of a nezifa for 7 days to be put away. Yeah. Omer Rav Chisda. Nidui shalonu. In the Bnei Bava, when they put somebody into nidui, k'nezifa shalahen. All we have to do is just be noig 7 days, not more. Just like nezifa of Eretz Yisrael is only 7 days, in Bava, then nidui is not so strong, it's also only for 7 days. On nezifa the two, shiva. There's a kasha now. You're saying now Bnei Eretz Yisrael, when they put somebody in nezifa, the Rabbanan got angry, it's only for 7 days. So maybe you want to say that in Bava, it's also only 7 days. Vesulay and not more. For Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, or Bar Kapora. These two people, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, and Bar Kapora, have a yasva, they were sitting the Kogarsi, and they were learning together. Kashulu Shmaitator. They had a kash on the certain halacha. Omalei Rabbi Shimon Bar Kapora. So Omalei Rabbi Shimon Bar Kapora. Rabbi Shimon told to Bar Kapora, Dov is that Sarach Rebbe. This is a shver halacha, a shver gemara, and we talk, I need my father Rebbe to teach it to us. We need Rebbe for this. So Omalei Bakapora or Rabbi Shimon, Bakapora is about Rabbi Shimon, or my Rabbi Yom Badav is there, like, who needs your father? What does your father help us out here? What can your father say? That's the way Bakapora is about Rabbi Shimon. Is also Rabbi Shimon went back to his father, Omalei Lavua, he told over to his father how Rabbi Shimon, Bakapora, did not act nice to you. He said something not nice, as if to say, who needs you? Is Ikpid, so Rabbi got angry. Is also Bakapora Laschazuyalei. Later Bakapora came to show him face like the Mavakim. Rashi says, Levakir es Rabbi Shayachoila, Shekibul all of Yisurim. Rabbi was sick, so now Bakapora came to visit Rabbi. Is Omalei Bakapora Eni Makircha, Meyelam. Rabbi told Bakapora, I don't know who you are. So what does that mean? Avad Rabbi Nuba Kapor was. They meant to say that since you spoke not nice about me, I'm angry at you. Is Yoda the Noket Milse Badaite? So Bagapora realized that Rebbe is angry at him. Is Noyig Nizifusa Benashit Lassen Yemen. He was Noyig Nizifu, that's the vort. But Hamachokin gets angry at you, you have to be Noyig Nizifu, like you're thrown away for 30 days. So you see, we just said it's only 7 days. Here is Mashma Nizifu is also 30 days. And Shuv Pamech, another time it happened, that Goza Rebbe Shla Yishanu Tamidim Mashuk. Rebbe made exactly that nobody should learn Torah outside on the street. You have to learn Torah inside, privately inside the house. And over in Yeshiva, my darish what he dash, and the pasuk says, Chamuke Yerechayech Kemoi Chaloyim. Like your thighs are nice like chains. It's like a chain. So my Yerach, just like a thigh, is B'Seisar. It's always covered up. You never see a person's thigh. Is Avdiv Reiter B'Seisar. Who are them when you